Job chapter 42. While you're turning there, I'm going to explain something. I'm going to do things a little backwards tonight. Ordinarily, we would read the text, and I'd tell you the title, and then I'd preach my message. Tonight, though, I'm going to do it backwards. I'm going to preach my message, then we'll read the text a little bit later, and then at the very end, I'm going to give you my title. Amen. Might be a little strange to start off with, but let's hope it works.
Help yourself, man.
Dear Lord, as we come before you in prayer, I want to ask you once again to lay your hand on me, Father. I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. And God, I pray that I wouldn't speak anything that you wouldn't have me to say.
Oh, God, use him.
And God, I pray that you would open the minds of the hearers, open their ears. And Father, that none of your words would fall to the ground unheeded.
Oh, God.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Job is honestly quite depressing, if you think about it. Job, in the very first chapter, lost everything that he had, absolutely
yes.
Everything, probably in the span of a couple of minutes. It doesn't take that long for someone to run up and tell you a story about something that happened.
Yeah.
Over the course of probably no more than 15 minutes, Job learned of the loss of his livestock, his family. His wife slowly went mad, I believe, just because of the insane grief that she would have gone through at that point in time. Job was so grieved that his friends, who later on wouldn't be silenced for nearly the rest of the entire book, when they came to see him, they saw his face was so grieved that they said absolutely nothing for 7 days and seven nights. This man was so broken, so worn down through his trial, that they said absolutely nothing. In fact, it was Job himself that broke the silence. The Bible says that Job cursed his day. And then after that, he was betrayed by his friends. In their ignorance, over the next more than 30 chapters, they kept repeating the same thing, essentially over and over.
Oh, yes.
If you had been right with God, none of this would have happened. Over and over and over again. Who knows how long? It could have gone, the whole thing could have transpired over the course of one afternoon. It could have gone for months. We have no idea how long this went on. But he was betrayed by his friends. He lost his property, he lost his family, and he was betrayed by his friends.
Sure.
And then Eliphaz comes up, a young man, the Bible says. It doesn't mean as much to us in our culture, but in that culture, to be spoken to by someone younger than yourself in that manner was an enormous insult to one's dignity.
Right.
His dignity was taken away. His dignity was insulted. And then, in chapter 38, God himself comes down and talks, I believe, to all of them at once. We aren't told explicitly whether it was just to Job or if everyone heard it, but I know one thing for certain. We don't hear anything from Job's friends for the rest of the book.
Yes, sir.
Not a single thing.
Right.
Something
yep.
shut them up.
Yep.
God himself came down.
That's right.
And it was through that that Job was able to endure his trial.
Yes, sir.
It was just through that. We're going to read our verses. Job chapter 42, verse 5 is our text. Job is speaking. This is after everything that's happened and after God has come down and shown himself to Job. He says, Job says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee.
Yes.
This is just a simple thought. What Job is basically saying in this verse, everything up to this point that I've known about you, God, has just been hearsay.
Yep.
But I finally got to see you for who you are.
Amen.
I finally got to see you and what you've done for me personally.
Yes.
That's good.
And just as sure as Peter sank in Matthew chapter 14 when he took his eyes off Jesus, he walked as long as he kept his eyes on the Savior.
Yep.
And in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, the Bible says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee,
yes.
because he trusteth in thee. It was through keeping his mind on God that Job was able to stay in peace. Here's my title. God's valleys give new perspectives.
Amen.